Please keep hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the jungle boat at all times, and please watch your children.
Hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of the Think the Phoenicians podcast. We are here with Ava.
Hello!
Who has previously been on 2 other episodes. And Phoebe, my...
Hello!
You don't let me introduce you. That's kind of, sad. Okay? She's my co-host and sister. And we've got some exciting new news, which we will announce at the end of the show, so stay tuned.
The very end. Anyways, to our Apple Podcast listeners, please subscribe and leave a positive review. We love hearing from you and it helps us create better content. Also, please follow our Instagram at thankthephoenicians.podcast. You can also just search up Thank the Phoenicians.
I'm also really sorry because on the last 2 episodes, I was really weird and made some really weird noises. Sorry. Something just hit.
The table.
Anyways, but I was really weird and... Anyways, sorry about that.
We're also sorry because we didn't get to record an episode this last few weeks. It's because we kind of recorded this episode a few times.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't that. Just that. It's just we didn't get one out. And yeah. We just never recorded one fully that was ready to be put out. Anyways.
Today is our attraction episode. Yay! Yeah. And today we are going over the world famous Jungle Cruise.
Yay!
Sorry to our listeners with earbuds or AirPods.
And with at volume 5, and all of a sudden they just hear, yay! And they're like, ouch, ow. Anyways, I'm sorry, I probably broke your eardrums, and you're gonna go tell your doctor what happened. I was listening to this podcast, and all of a sudden...
Just recommend it to him.
Yeah, please.
And then we'll get more listeners.
Anyways, so, the Jungle Cruise is one of the first attractions that came to Disneyland, which is where it originated. It simulates a river cruise down major rivers in Asia, Africa, and South America. These are the Nile, the Congo, the Amazon, and the Mekong, or Mekong. I think it's Mekong, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. This attraction is located throughout 4 of the Disney parks around the world. So we'll talk about, we'll each talk about some of them. I will talk about 2, and Ava and Phoebe will talk about 1 each. Anyways, let's get started with the history, and then we will hear from Ava about the attraction located in Disneyland.
The ride was first based off the movie's True Life Adventure, also known as the African Lion and the African Queen. When the project first started, Bill Evans was faced with the task of making a jungle environment on a budget. Some of the plants were tropical, but most of them were orange trees planted upside down. Then they would grow vines off of them, so most of them are actually from the local area.
I think this is a really cool effect because of it being able to make it feel more immersive, even though they didn't have all the right tools at the time to make it feel like a jungle, that they just used resources around them and made it.
Yeah.
And it's also cool that the orange groves came back to Disneyland that were there before Disneyland.
Yeah.
Just the same plant. Sorry, I dropped something. The one located at the Jungle Cruise located at Disneyland was opened along with the rest of the park on July 17th, 1955. It was also one of the only rides not based off of an animated movie. Harper Goff, who worked on 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, immediately started on the project to help bring the attraction to a reality. Walt's first idea was to use real-life animals, which did not work out because Walt realized that the animals he wanted to use were nocturnal and would sleep during the day. So, the Imagineers known as WED, at the time, made animatronic animals. And to hide the mechanics and make it feel more immersive, the water was dyed with a chalk, and it was darker, and they call it the dark water system. This is used throughout Disneyland in places like Tom Sawyer Island and Sleeping Beauty Castle and the Storybook Canal boats.
Did you just say canal?
Is it canal?
I think it's canal.
I always, like, when I read the script, I say canal boats, but I always say canal boats. I don't know what's wrong. Canal boats. Canal boats. Then you have, I don't know why I said canal all of a sudden. I usually say canal. There's also the clear water system. And it's used for rides that it doesn't matter if you can see through the water, like in Splash Mountain and It's a Small World. The system helps it feel more immersive and, kind of like you're in the actual jungle or wherever you are through the park. The start of the Jungle Cruise line takes you through the boathouse and headquarters of the Jungle Navigation Company. It is filled with clutter like maps and books. Once you are aboard a cruise boat, you are introduced to your skipper, who guides you through the jungle, and he tells you jokes as you pass animals, and by the end, you have survived the jungle.
I will talk about the one in Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland, because in Tokyo, it is a replica of Walt Disney World. The first version of this attraction was very serious, as it was based off of the True Life Adventure series, like Phoebe said earlier. It wasn't until later when they started adding jokes to make it more humorous. The story behind this was, Walt overheard a kid telling his mom asking his kid, their kid, they wanted to ride the Jungle Cruise, and the child said, I don't want to. I've already been on it. So Walt thought, oh, we probably should add a little bit more excitement each and every time. So every time you are introduced to a new skipper who tells different jokes depending on his or her personality, and you just get introduced to new personalities. Outside of the attraction, there is a small lake that once had an attraction called Shrunken Ned's Junior Jungle Boats, where you could become a skipper yourself and try to dodge obstacles. The queue starts out as a colonial outpost where you can book reservations for a jungle tour. After that, you basically get the same ride experience as Disneyland. You are told jokes and make it back in time before you are eaten alive by the animals or beheaded and chased down by the natives. And the Jungle Cruise located in Tokyo Disneyland is basically the same ride except for these few changes. In Disney World, you travel counterclockwise, but at Tokyo, you travel clockwise. The station is more themed of an African upscale city instead of a jungle feel. Fun fact for the day, a jungle boat in Disney World actually sank, and don't worry, kids probably listening to this. no one drowned because of it being only, it's really shallow.
Yeah, it's not very deep.
Yeah.
So, no, you don't have to worry. Everyone was safe. Nobody got hurt.
It's just they were worried about getting wet. Yeah.
Actually, there actually are divers that go in and clean the mechanics.
I think they clean it out too. I'm not quite sure, but they dive in at least in Disneyland and probably Disney World. But they dive into the water and they have to do it when the parks are closed. So it's probably like 1 a.m. and
you're dark.
Dark. I think that would be the scary thing.
You're seeing all these animatronics.
You're gonna be Jaws in there.
Watch out! There's the piranhas. Don't get eaten.
Oh wait. It's man-eating piranhas!
I'm sure this water's sanitary!
It looks questionable to me! Piranha! Tarzan fans, that was a quote.
For you.
And for you.
And if you have not seen, or you don't know what we're talking about, go watch Tarzan right now. Go.
Yeah, go. Pause this episode. We'll wait for you.
And how was it?
Hope it was good. Anyways, back on track. We were talking about the water.
Yeah.
Oh, so I also want to ask you a question. What are your favorite jokes?
Oh, I really love the piranha part when they're like, and there's your man eating piranhas, but don't worry, women and children, they only eat men.
That yeah, funny. That, I like that one.
I also like the, I like the end one.
The end one, yeah.
Where it says, if you watch your step, wait, please watch your head and watch your step. And if you happen to miss your step and hit your head, please watch your language.
Oh, yes.
And what is the waterfall name? The
it's called Schweitzer
Falls, named after Albert Falls.
It's funny, because
people would think it's Albert Schweitzer or something like that. But no, it's Albert Falls.
Yeah. We love that joke. We also, there's one in Disneyland. I don't think it's at Disney World because the situation of where the Jungle Cruise is in Disneyland is right across the street from a shop called the Bazaar. And so skippers sometimes will be like, if you look straight ahead, you can see something really bizarre. It makes me laugh.
There's just like,
there's so many jokes.
And then there's this one. Welcome to the, it's like when you get off the boat, it's like, welcome to the happiest place on earth, where you, where a penny cost 4 quarters or something because of stretched pennies.
That's funny. I think I've heard that one. I heard,
it might have been Disney World, I don't
there's
know.
There's also a lot of, like,
but I thought that one was really funny.
Just, like, jokes that, you know, they're joking, but it's kind of scary at the same time. I don't know what to call
them. Oh, yeah.
But, when, like, the wave goodbye to the people of the dog, because probably the last time you'll see them.
It's true.
Yeah. You'll probably never see those strangers again.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Also, I lost my train of thought. I am really sorry. What was I going to say?
You were saying something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so about the joking. So once I was like, I don't know, probably around 7, maybe 8, I don't
years
know.
Old.
Years old. And we went to the Jungle Cruise, and there was like this latch where like, they don't really, it wasn't like part of the ride or anything. It's just on the boat. Probably got some mechanic, it's probably got the engine underneath, so if people need to fix the boats, they can just get in there to fix it. The skipper said, don't sit there. There are snakes under there. And I was scared out of my life. I hate snakes. Snakes are one of the things I hate the most. I hate them more than spiders. I know people would say probably they hate spiders more, but I personally hate snakes. I don't know about you guys.
I think I hate snakes more than spiders, but both are gross.
Phoebe thinks.
No, I think
no,
both.
No,
no.
But you.
No, I think both, Isaac.
Well, you. Okay. No, well, we'll talk about this later. Other. Yeah, you have. Okay.
Well, both are gross, so. It
so,
matter.
Back on track, actually. In Tokyo Disneyland, it is basically the same ride except for these few changes. In Disney World, you travel counterclockwise, but at Tokyo, you travel clockwise. Did I already say this?
I think you did. That's well, okay.
I am so sorry.
I'm pretty sure you were at...
Hold on. Sorry.
You already finished the whole thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Lost our train of thought.
Anyway, in Hong Kong Disneyland, the queue is again a Jungle Navigation Company, but is less elaborate than the other ones located in the other parks. Once the guests board the boat, you are greeted by a skipper that speaks English, Mandarin, or Cantonese. There is a separate queue for every language, which is really cool. Other than that, it is kind of like the other parks, except your route goes by Tarzan's treehouse located there, and you experience a grand finale that is a fight between fire and water gods.
That seems really cool to me.
Yeah, same.
I want to see that one day.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is the end of our show. We hope you had a great time. And remember to always thank the Phoenicians. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Just teasing.
We're just saying. We have some news.
But, wait, what?
I won't tell.
What?
Oh, the news to tell you.
We're not telling the news yet. Okay?
Okay.
We're going through some fun facts. Okay? Okay.
Fun facts, then news.
Fun facts.
Fun facts.
So stay there. Okay. You can honestly skip to the end. But I think you'd miss...
like 20 seconds.
You'd miss seconds. Tons of fun. Oh, yeah. Okay. So if you skip to the end, we'll see you a little later. Okay? Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. So if you're thinking the animal's eyes glow and think it's some sort of high tech that the Imagineers invented, it's really not. It's just marbles with a coat of reflectiveness. So, or whatever you want to call it.
That's so cool. Like, a reflective coat. I would think it would be like technology, but
it's marbles. Like,
yeah. Like, that's cool. Just, yeah, just marbles. It's not, like, some huge
like, I don't technology. Know how they could do it. Like, find out how to do that.
Maybe it kind of encourages people to be, like, creative on their own. Just seeing how much Disney has just used things around them to make something amazing. Like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like, again, the orange trees that they turn into jungle plants.
They think of any possible thing that could be more immersive. Like yeah. They could have, like, an idea, but then they think of a different idea that's more immersive.
And, like, simple ideas to make amazing things happen.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Also, we didn't talk about this. Disney once had a themed ride for the holidays called Jingle Cruise, and this was please stop. It's not Christmas time, okay?
Unless you're listening to it during Christmas time, then Merry Christmas
and Happy New Year.
Okay, it's not Christmas time for us, so why do we need to say that? Okay, okay.
It just happened in my head, okay?
Okay. So Jingle Cruise was both at Disneyland Park and Magic Kingdom Park, but it was sadly canceled. There's also some new changes to the ride. They're going to take out Trader Sam and all the natives, as it's kind of people think of it as racist. I get why they want to make sure that everybody feels like they have a place there. And it's kind of right, but...
For sure.
Anyways, then they've released a
new... Culturally insensitive.
Yes.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm. But they have a new...
A new theme, a new story, kind of.
So the new theme is going to be...
The story behind it.
Is going to be where... you have to find some skippers that got lost in the jungle.
Their boat sank and they need help, so you're sent to go find them, essentially.
Yeah.
So I think that will be really fun because you're, like, more part of the story instead of just people on a tour or on a cruise, and I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Of course, yeah, I don't know what I was going
to
say.
So I also want to talk about this, about Disneyland. Indiana Jones and the Adventure, and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye was,
There was the ride was made.
As soon as the ride was made, they were going to, they had to reroute it. And they thought of this idea. The jungle boat is going to take you to the line of, Indiana Jones, and
so you would wait in a line for then, Jungle Cruise. Then you would go to Indiana Jones and wait in another line. And for all of you Disney people out there, you know Indiana Jones line is horrendous sometimes. And then you would get on the line or get on the ride, but that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't happen. So. We're thankful because we love Jungle Cruise.
Before we end, do you guys have any stories about the Jungle Cruise?
I don't really think so.
I honestly can't think of one off the top of my head.
When I was little, I used to think that the piranhas were real.
Yep, same actually.
And the hippos. I was like, are they real?
I know.
Are the piranhas real? Are they gonna eat us?
I know.
And then I was like, are the hippos real?
I know. Like, I know they're animatronics, but, like, I'm always like, what if they're, like, real? Like,
yeah, what if they're just pretending to be fake? Like, what if they're, like, what if they're actually real? That was my little girl mind speaking to me.
Also, they also have, in Disney World, you enter into a temple. I don't think this is at Disneyland. I think this is at Disney World. If we're wrong, just correct us by
DMing us on Instagram.
Or emailing us at ttpcousins@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm like totally lost my train of thought. But, wait, oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, but there's like a tiger and a temple. I kind of lost my train of thought, so I'm really sorry. So there is one at Disneyland, but not at Disney World. I don't know about the other versions. Also, the reason why they didn't have it at Disneyland Paris was...
Just did the same thing that I did earlier. Sorry.
The reason why they don't have it at Disneyland Paris is because of how cold it gets there. I don't know why it's not located in Shanghai Disneyland. There's always time for it to...
It does
to,
get cold there.
But there's always time for it to appear. Anyways, for the news, we're going to have my co-host, Phoebe, tell us about it.
So, for the news, we are making a sister podcast that is going to be run by me, but we will still have each other on our podcast.
But not as frequently as we are now.
And, why can I not think now?
it's called.
Oh, yeah, it's called To the Podcast and Beyond, so go check it out this Saturday, which will be... April 10th
is when we're releasing
2021.
It. So be on the lookout.
Yeah. Yes, and
there's also an Instagram for it.
What? No way.
It will just be, you can just search up To the Podcast and Beyond and follow it.
And the Instagram is out now, so go follow it for information.
Yep. Anyway.
We're excited for Phoebe.
If you guys skipped to the end, hi again. I'm really sorry. It's sad that you didn't stay for it.
Missed out on fun facts and stories.
And it's talking about the Disney movies.
The her podcast, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, she didn't tell you that. Anyways, we hope we see you guys. Well, not see you guys. We hope you will listen to this podcast and give us a review, like Phoebe said. And remember... to always thank the Phoenicians.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.